And let's look ahead to next month when voters will decide whether to raise the minimum wage in six states, including Arizona and Nevada. Lawmakers in California have already voted to raise the minimum wage at the first of the year, and these moves could affect workers in some fast food restaurants. Although not one small chain that does operate in California and Arizona and Nevada. In-N-Out Burger already pays well above the minimum, and last month the family-owned chain boosted its starting wage to $9.50 an hour. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
50, please, 50.
It's supper time at In-N-Out Restaurant number 128 in San Diego. Most tables are full, and cars are lined up six deep in the drive-thru. Feeding this crowd is labor-intensive. A dozen people are in the kitchen, taking orders, grilling burgers, and hand-chopping fresh potatoes for French fries.
I know from the other side of the counter, it sure looks like there's a lot of white shirts and red aprons and paper hats walking around back there, but hopefully it doesn't look chaotic. Hope maybe organized chaos or something.
Executive Vice President Carl Van Fleet says In-N-Out's starting wage, which is nearly $3 an hour more than some competitors in San Diego pay, gives the company first pick of the best workers in the business.
Well, we've always been committed to paying our people better. Not just paying them better, but hopefully treating them better. We want them to treat our customers extra special. And one of the ways that we feel we can accomplish that is by paying better.
Anthony Lopez started working about 3 months ago for an In-N-Out restaurant in Irvine, California, where he's a college student. Lopez makes more than he did at his old job at a law firm, but he says money isn't the only thing that sets In-N-Out apart.
Once I got there, it wasn't really so much the wages they were paying, it was just the respect and everything I got. It was a lot more than I expected, so that's why I stay at In-N-Out. That's what's kept me there.
Van Fleet says workers at the chain typically don't go in and out, so turnover is less than half the industry average. Patty Villa started working for the chain when she was a college student, and she stayed on even after graduation.
It's funny because every time you move up a level, you get higher pay, but you work twice as hard. They pay you for that hard work. It's not easy work.
Villa now has nearly 4 years' experience, and she usually works the grill or dressing hamburgers during busy periods. She's near the top of the hourly pay scale at $13 an hour. As a full-time worker, she also gets health benefits and a 401k plan, and she's considering a career in management. Every one of the company's 202 managers started out peeling potatoes or working the counter. In-N-Out managers earn about $100,000 a year. Although the family-owned company doesn't release financial information, the trade journal QSR estimates sales at In-N-Out last year were $365 million, or about $1.8 million per restaurant. That's about the same as the average McDonald's sales and higher than Burger King's, even though In-N-Out doesn't serve breakfast. QSR's editor says the 58-year-old chain is widely admired in the industry, and the company was even singled out for praise in Eric Schlosser's critical book, Fast Food Nation. Van Fleet says not having to answer to stockholders makes paying good wages a little easier.
We don't set out to be different. Actually, the funny thing is we set out to be the same as we've always been. One of the things that our customers tell us that they like about In-N-Out Burger is nothing ever changes.
On their way out of the restaurant, a young couple stops to check out a display case with 1950s-style uniforms, the same kind In-N-Out workers still wear today. The chain has such a devoted following, some customers order their own uniforms as souvenirs. In-N-Out's management may set the pay scale, but the bottom of every paycheck carries a reminder, made possible by the customer. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.